The foolish farmer made a fatal decision.
Welcome to Daily Direction, helping you discover the truth of God's Word with UMI founder and chairman, Dr. Melvin Banks.
In Luke chapter 12, we find the story Jesus told about a foolish rich farmer. He had a fertile farm that produced fine crops. He said to himself, "What shall I do? I don't have room for all my crops." Then he said, "I know. I'll tear down my barns and build bigger ones. Then I'll have room enough to store all my wheat and other goods. And I'll sit back and say to myself, 'My friend, you have enough stored away for years to come. Now take it easy. Eat, drink, and be merry.'" But God said to him, "You fool, you will die this very night. Then who will get everything you worked for?" We read in Numbers chapter 22 about another foolish man, Balaam. King Balak of Moab hired him to curse the Israelites. God warned him not to go, but he was determined to go anyway. When Balaam told King Balak that God said he should not go, King Balak offered him more money, saying, "Please, don't let anything stop you from coming to help me." Balaam tried to pretend he could not be bought, yet God knew the greed in his heart. God warned Balaam that since he was going, he must say only what God told him to say. Balaam went. He could not curse the people, but he persuaded them to ignore God and indulge in lewd conduct contrary to God's will, all to get the money. We must be ever diligent, lest we allow greed for money cause us to miss God's best for us.
If you'd like to learn more about God and His plan for your life, visit urbanministries.com